Welcome again to the GearYaGirl.com official podcast. I have a very special guest and friend of many years on the call today, and I hope that you'll enjoy what he has to offer. I first met Ryan Pitts of StrongerGrip.com. That's the cool company that makes these just amazing maces and Indian clubs and grip strength accoutrements for real monster strength.
Forget Thor hammers and sledgehammers.
I knew I was forgetting something. Now, I was first introduced to you and Stronger Grip, gosh, 2012, something crazy like that. It was Bud Jeffrey's Superhuman Training second conference, something like that. Does that sound right?
I believe that sounds right. 2012, the years go by quick. I know I started in 2006, so that's probably a good time frame.
That was just an amazing workshop. And I mean, I'm still using stuff that I learned there. And then also that was the first time I tried some mace swings, which were cringeworthy, but I managed to get some practice in. When did you start with all this stuff? When did you start swinging maces and how did you get into that?
Oh my goodness. I'm trying to think. Let's see. Back in 2008, I was invited down to Dennis Rogers to learn some feats of strength. After that, I'm going to guess 2009, 2010 is when some of those ideas came, because he had, I think it was a DVD he had or something where Carl Goetsch was swinging a mace. And that got me thinking. I had my clubs at that time, and all a mace is a club with a longer handle. So I made some loadable ones and begun swinging. Had my bowling ball mace and other things like that that I had fabricated for myself to test the movements out.
Now, when you said fabricated, that reminded me, I wanted to talk to you because, you know, if anyone's ever seen your gear, one of the first things they notice is how well it's constructed. Like, the welds are just insane. I've showed them to a few people that have, you know, that know about welding, and they're just like, you know, weeping with joy at the sight of these things.
Yes, it does stand out just because not many other companies, if any, do the type of welding I do, because it's not, you know, cost effective or right. The skill level is just a little bit higher than your standard MIG welding or stuff like that.
Yeah, well, it is noticed, because, you know, they'll look at it and they're just like, where did you get this? Who did what? You know,
they like anything high quality until someone actually has a high quality piece, no matter what it is, in their hands. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all the same until they do come across that, and then it just, yeah, they see it, they feel it.
I'm not going to mention the brand. I do have some smaller maces from a different brand, and it's just not the same.
It is what it is. I totally understand big companies and what they're all about and what they do. And sadly, I can't get into that mindset, so I may always just be a starving artist. I don't know.
Hopefully, we'll get the word out there a little bit more as well. Mace swings, I love that, because to me it's a very active way to work on shoulder mobility that doesn't just feel like standing around stretching. But, you know, what are some of the other benefits that you've found with mace swinging?
Like you said, kind of the mobility thing, the fun part where you can just, you can get into your lunge or your stretches using a mace. You can warm up doing, you know, before doing any other type of movement, and cool down afterwards. So it's just a great, you know, all around tool to use for mobility, strength, and just feeling better.
I've noticed it's helped just kind of in some strange in-between coordination.
Yes. Yeah, you know what I would say, and you may agree, you may not, like the hardest thing for swinging any type of implement is that coordination part.
Right.
Kettlebells, you swing them, but they're a little simpler learning curve, I think. When you get something going behind you or even a sledgehammer, people just feel so awkward and don't know what to do with it.
Well, we all have this kind of not-so-secret fear of hitting ourselves with it.
Yes.
With the kettlebell, you don't really have that. So, you know, there's that kind of, you're not dipping this thing behind you overhead. It's more, or over the shoulder, you know, it's, you can always kind of see it. And then with the mace, you know, at some point you just have to have faith that it's back there.
Yeah. Well, you remember at the Superhuman Strength thing where Laurel had a bunch of those I don't know what those bars are called. Those, they're just like padded long bars. You remember those things? I mean, and I kind of showed everybody, grab anything that has some substance to it and do the mace swing. It doesn't have to be an actual mace.
Right.
But just doing that will sometimes take the fear away from it too, where it's not such a intimidating piece to swing around.
Yeah. Now, that being said, well, I have the... it's that full-size core club mace, and it's got a super long handle on it, and then the 6-inch globe, I believe. I mean, I put that in the trunk, and it almost takes the full width of the trunk. I took that out and handed it to one of my longtime clients. She did her first swing with it, and her face just lit up. It was like, I was like, oh my God, I've unleashed something.
Yeah, it's a fun tool to use, and once you do get that movement down, everything just opens up.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And then so I've got that one, and usually when I use it with other people or with beginners, I get them to kind of not hang on to the very very end of it, but just to kind of move up a little bit. And you mentioned to me something about a short mace.
Yes.
What are the differences there, and what can I look forward to with that short mace that's on the way?
Obviously, the leverage is mm-hmm. just farther away, so it's a little easier to handle. With the shorter one, mm-hmm. You can do some more like swings in front of you, and then it comes up, and you do it behind you, so you can do a more flow of movement. Not that you can't with the long one, but with that longer handle, you have to choke up to get it to swing down in front of you.
Yes, yes. Or, if you're me, it's like those levers,
yeah.
Only now, and I've had that one mace from you for a really long time, and it's like only now can I really fully, use it from the end. It's taken a while to kind of build up that level of grip strength and, even just being comfortable with it, because it's like, it's substantial,
And that's a hard part too, is that you have that fear of this implement possibly hitting you. And then if you don't have a background in that, or if you haven't tried it, you're used to just grabbing on for life and being stiff. And that's not what you do when you're swinging things around. It's almost like, I compare it to an orchestra where everything kind of goes on its own time. You're relaxed, you're tense, you're, mm-hmm. In this whole motion, and that no time are you hanging on for life. You're just kind of feeling when you need to feel it, and activating the muscles that need to make that thing flow smoothly.
Well, it's interesting because it's the same way with the kettlebell. If you grip a kettlebell too tightly and you're trying to swing it, it's not going to move in the correct way, and it's not going to kind of flow. But at the same time, you still need tremendous grip strength to perform a kettlebell swing. So it's...
Yes. Yep.
Maces, I feel like you're dealing with, other planes of motion and this and that. And I will tell you this, I have totally hit myself in the butt with that mace.
Well, at least it's not a spiked version then.
No, that would not work. I can't go there. No, not going to happen.
Nope. It's that coordination and the fear and the relaxing and it's kind of the same with the sledgehammers. It's just strange for me, but I chopped wood and stuff as a kid, and I know today a lot of people just have no clue of what that means or how to do it. So they're not only swinging the sledgehammer, but now you're trying to hit something, and you do have to move your whole body moves, your footwork, your just everything you have to be aware of.
Yeah, and then also you have to control it in case, like, depending on what you're hitting hitting with the hammer, if there's a kind of a spring to it, you've got to make sure it doesn't come back and hit you.
Yes, it's all reflexes. Rebound, you just anticipate what's happening and be ready. What you said is correct, though, because I've had people where they will swing it and then just stay there. It's like, hey, this is coming back up, guys. I don't know how people don't have that instinct to get out of the way or to reposition themselves to catch it.
I don't know, because I've seen that as well, just like with other things. And then, when you're growing up and, you always have that one friend who just doesn't quite.
I believe everybody can if they put some time in. And I'm working on sledgehammercoach.com just because I've seen so many what I take for granted that everybody knows how to do, they don't. So I'm trying to work on some simple, basic introductory stuff into more complex stuff for the sledgehammer.
Well, that's exciting. I'll definitely be looking for that. You've got contacts in so many different communities, like obviously the strongman community, arm wrestling community. What am I missing?
Oh, my. Yeah, you name it, Marsh. I mean, I've been truly just fortunate for all the connections I've made, and they've all come to me, which is, you know, just insane. But yeah, anything physical, some NFL teams, some colleges, just... It's awesome.
That is really cool.
Oh, did I ever tell you that? Do you know Michael Clark Duncan, the late actor?
I know the name. I'm trying to place.
He was in The Green Mile.
Oh, right.
Yes, he played Kingpin in Daredevil. He got a mace from me a couple months prior to his passing.
Oh, wow.
And it was so funny because he had called and left a message. And at the time, my wife checked my messages and said some actor from California called. So I didn't call right back because I figured, you know, everybody in California says they're an actor.
Yeah.
And,
oh my gosh.
We were driving and I called this number and he had answered. And of course, you know exactly who it is with that voice.
Oh.
He's like, "Hey, Ryan, I seen a YouTube video of your mace swing." And then it's like, "Oh, this is so neat." So I made him a mace, and it was a bare metal, had his name engraved on it. We had talked and texted a few times and said that was one piece of equipment that he had in his bedroom and everything else was downstairs.
Wow.
But that was a neat experience.
Yeah, that is really cool. Well, I mean, it's just a cool piece of equipment, and it's not like you can really duplicate. I mean, yeah, you can get the idea with one of those weighted sticks, like you were saying, but it's not the same. And, you know, it's funny how, you know, just adding a little bit of weight to that drastically changes it. I don't remember if I told you this or not, but I went and I bought a big thing of BBs down at the hardware store. And I thought, oh, this is 5 pounds of BBs or 10 pounds, or I don't remember what it was. It was a number that didn't sound very big to me at the time.
Right. Compared to a kettlebell or deadlift or something. Yeah.
Right. I mean, you know, I think my PR for overhead press with one arm is 62 pounds. And, you know, so you give me a little box of BBs, I'm like, psh, whatever. And so, of course, I pour the whole thing into that mace, and then I close it up, and then I go to swing it, and it's like, no. So I ended up having to pour half of them out. I'm like looking around, like, I really don't want anyone to see me pouring half of this back into the container. But it was exponentially more difficult. Just ridiculous.
Now, would you say, I know, like, with once people learn the kettlebell swing and all the correct mechanics of it, they can go up in weight pretty quickly. Have you noticed the same with the mace yet, where once you get that and kind of know when all the muscles are firing when they're supposed to, that you can handle or go up quicker?
I think so. The you know, I'm kind of a special case, though, because what I ended up doing was I just left some of the weight in there because a few of my clients also used the mace, and they would have been really mad at me if, you know, I kept adding it, you know, kind of at my level, and, you know, they don't have it at home, so they, you know, they can't. And,
yes.
And we don't use it, you know, every session. So, you know, I have access to it 24/7, 365. I haven't really gone up in weight with it too much, but I feel like I'm really still getting the value from it.
It's one of those things where, you don't have to do massive weights to get it.
What I might do, though, is I might make one heavy and then keep the other one kind of medium light.
You'll like the new loading design because it's a big inch and a half hole.
Oh, cool!
So stuff goes in and out much faster than that previous design. So it's more user friendly in that regard for sure. And with the short one, I'll have to send you a half tire, and you can have that to beat on with the short mace too.
Oh wow! Cool.
Yeah, you'll love the half tire. It's compact. You put it in your trunk, and you can also load it with sandbags and do it for carries or other stuff too.
Oh, that's excellent. You know, it's funny. You know, a lot of people wouldn't necessarily associate. I mean, this is changing, but a lot of the ideas and the feats and just the, you know, unusual moves and implements used in strongman, I've really been enjoying using with general population clients, you know, just scaled properly. And, you know, when they're ready and when they have the right kind of body awareness, you know, those drills are fun and they're challenging and, you know, it gives them something to like, hey, I did this. You know, this is,
yeah.
I love that.
I agree. And it's, I mean, really, and it's just real world stuff where they can use that, you know, grabbing grocery bags or just other things they do in life, as opposed to going to your gym and getting on the elliptical or something. I love outdoors. And if people have the chance to just get out, I would recommend that.
Oh, totally. It's funny too, because, you know, when we're outdoors the other day, I love this idea. And I got this out of Zach Evanesh's, Encyclopedia of Underground Strength and Conditioning. And guys, I'll put a link to that below this, but really fun book. And it's got a lot of odd object carrying in there. There's no mace swings, but the odd object carrying, sandbag. And he's got this one drill in there that I used with a client. And she and I realized we were just having a blast. We took about 26-pound sandbag, and one of us stood on either side of this pull-up bar that was in the park, and we tossed that thing over the bar to each other and back.
Oh, fun. I love that kind of stuff.
It was a blast. I mean, you had to really be focused, but we were laughing our heads off the whole time.
Fun and strength, they go hand in hand.
Totally, because like you have to catch it, you have to brace it, and then, you know, it's almost like a little bit like a jerk, because you've got to just boom, pop it over.
Yes. Have you done any Highland Games stuff?
I haven't, but you know what? I'm thinking, because I don't know, every year it looks a lot more accessible each time I see it, just, you know, depending on whatever's happened to me during the year leading up to it, it's like, hey, that looks like a blah, blah, blah. Now, have you done Highland Games?
Oh, I have. And this goes back to the early days of kettlebells when Pavel was having his tactical strength challenges, when you do the one-legged pistols, the weighted pull-ups, and snatches.
Mm.
He had one scheduled for Chicago. I did the year prior. And then the next year, it got canceled at the last minute. So that same weekend, they were holding a Highland Games. Close to where I was, so I went in, and it was awesome. Such a fun time, and all that kettlebell stuff carries over so good for that. I think I got second place in the novice division.
Wow, and that was your first time ever.
That was my first time ever. Yes,
that's pretty cool. Yeah. Have you been competing in it since then?
I've done several after that, and I haven't in a few years just because things got so nuts. And I'm still just one dude, but once I get a clone, then I will start doing more stuff.
Oh my gosh, you and me both, seriously.
It's got to be a home cloning kit coming out soon, has to be.
Right? I know, it's like, gosh. But, you know, here's the problem. I eat so much that trying to feed two of me would just, oh man, I'd have to make twice as much.
Or someone's going to wither away and not be much help.
Wouldn't be good. So Highland Games has always been so intriguing too, and I know a number like Max Shank, he does really well in Highland Games, and then there's a girl that Felicia, she's at Max's gym, I coach out there, and she's really big in Highland Games, and I just love the pictures that she sends, and they're just so dynamic and powerful, and it looks fun. You're like, I want to do that. That looks cool.
It is. It's just they're a good time, and all the events are fun, and you'll get them. They make sense.
So were you able to flip the caber?
Yep. I've done whatever weight we had at the time.
Right.
Yeah, and all that's everything's a learning curve with everything too.
Totally.
That event is a fear thing, because you got this long pole that you have to balance, and
mm-hmm.
You don't look up and see it. You just got to feel it. It's it's interesting.
Now, do they have weight divisions for novice? Because I know there's a lot of like super heavyweight people that do very well in the Highland Games, and like the smaller guys don't always fare as well.
They do have a lightweight, which I think is 198 and under.
Right.
Yeah, and then it goes just by classes and how good you are, where you stand in the rankings.
Right.
Yeah, I'm at 180, so yeah, I'm always at the small end. But there's some lightweight guys that are super good.
That's very cool. Yeah, it always cracked me up. I think it was Max Shank who told me about that. Lightweight meaning anyone 200 pounds and below,
yeah,
or just under.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Please tell me that's not the truth for women, because, you know, I'm like a 130 over here. And
right, right. Can be light, but you got to be explosive.
Right? Well, I can do that. Now, the caber, isn't it? It's heavier at one end versus the other.
Yeah, they're usually tapered. Yep, you grab the small end, or you have mm-hmm. to pick it up, they call it, and get your hands under it, and then get it under control, and then start moving with it, and plant your feet, and try to flip it over. All that movement is once you stop, it starts to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
You just squat down and then explode your hips like a swing. They're fun. And are you in Florida?
I am.
Okay. I'm sure there's, I know when I was doing it, they had them wherever there's a place, they had several going on every month. There's, you know, something going on in every state.
Excellent. Well, yeah, I do know of one that they have here, and a friend of mine actually participated in it several years ago and just had a blast. So, I'm thinking that might have to happen. If it does, I'm going to give you a call and be like, all right, I need to hear some strategy here.
Oh, you'll do. And you know what? Like with YouTube, I'm sure you can find everything you need as far as form and technique. I know back when I was doing it, I don't think it was as, wasn't out there as much. So you were just getting bootleg DVDs of some pro that had put them out, you know?
Oh, wow. Now, recently, you've been making those really cool Thor's hammers, and then I saw a bunch of them that were, you know, they're functional, but they're also almost kind of like trophies or prizes for the arm wrestling community. How did you get involved with these guys?
Oh, man, the World Arm Wrestling League, which I think it was 3 years ago they had started, and they were looking for trophies that stood out, and somehow the guy came across Stronger Grip and seen my hammers. So he asked if I could make some, and I said, of course. And the first batch, went really well, had some awesome pictures, and they were on ESPN, and they looked really good on TV. It was neat. Second year did another batch of them. They turned out well. And this year I'm doing men's and women's hammers. So they'll be on the finals on ESPN later this year.
Oh, wow. I'm going to have to watch for that. That is so cool. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I know that you've had some changes with the site, and it looks like every time I go to your site, something else is cool and improved. What else can we look forward to on there?
I'm not sure yet. I've got a wonderful gal helping me, and we're just kind of playing around trying to see what we can figure out, and we've got ideas of what we want, and it's just Big Commerce has had some new things available to us, so we're trying to implement them and get them figured out.
Oh, good. Well, cool. I'll just keep logging in and checking on stuff. So now what are the next things you're going to be making, if you feel like sharing? I don't know if you've got, you know, top secret projects or
trying to think of what I've got. I'm trying to catch up is what I'm trying to do now. I love being busy,
mm-hmm.
but I also love coming up with new stuff. So when I have so much going on, it's hard to do that.
Right.
But yeah, I've got some limited run stuff, like that big B-52 club that I've had in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I just got some more for those, and I've got a few other limited batch of materials that I'm going to be coming up with some unique stuff. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, man, the mystery, the suspense. Anyway, it's strongergrip.com, and I'll also have links for you guys. So you can just click on them and go to various places. And I need to do some new mace videos like very soon. And I wanted to talk to you just kind of in terms of programming. you know, obviously we know the basic swing and like the 10 and 2. You know, what are some of your favorite mace exercises for beginners and intermediate?
Yeah, you kind of what you had mentioned. And then as you get comfortable with it, you just kind of start playing around and moving, you know, more.
Mm-hmm.
And then having fun like that, moving with it, different planes and standing on different things, or just whatever can change things up where you still feel comfortable in control of it.
It is a neat thing because you can just kind of, you can take it with you. And as the ground changes, I've noticed if I have the ground is slightly uneven, it feels like everything is all new all over again.
Yes, it is. Yep, having 1 foot up or swinging it on one leg like the mm-hmm. Karate Kid stance, just whatever.
That would be tough. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that. That's cool. That's very cool.
Nope. You'll love the short mace, and I'll get a half tire out to you too, and everybody will love that.
Oh yeah. Well, I'll have to have a crazy video day for that for sure. So I just got a new place. Actually, you would love this place. It's a makerspace, and I've joined their club. Actually, I'm calling you from there right now. And we're in the process of building this podcast dedicated area. So right now I'm just using my equipment, and it's on the table that will be the dedicated podcast table one day.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, it's really cool. But out back is what you would love. There's a full metal shop. There's a full wood shop with a CNC shop bot. There's a guy with a giant wood lathe. It's bonkers.
That is so cool. I've heard of places like that. I know I got some buddies in California that have them right across the street from them. And I live in a town of 600.
Oh my goodness.
So, yeah, the only thing cool going on is what I've got going on in my shop. And around here, no one knows what I'm doing.
They're like, that guy is out in the yard swinging that thing again. Stay inside.
Yeah.
There's an old video. And I think it's your son, and he's got the short mace, I think. And it's an old video, so he's only like 9 years old or something.
Yes, yes.
Is he still swinging maces?
Oh, he is. He's 15 now, and he's taller than me. He's really giving me a run. I've had to up my game.
Oh.
So much, because he's becoming a beast. He's been training with weights for school, and then we train in the garage. Yeah, I've got to really step up.
That's right. Got to. It's like, oh no.
Yeah, he's no longer 9 and a little kid anymore.
Yeah, because he's just like this cute kid, you know, this adorable little kid on the, and I looked at the date and I'm like, uh-oh.
yeah. But what's amazing is like the clubs and the maces, younger kids really take to those movements so much simpler than adults. I don't know if it's because their minds aren't so rigid or what, but they really take to them fast. I actually taught in a couple of local schools club swinging using plastic bowling pins. They had a whole bunch of those.
Oh, perfect.
And from kindergarten to sixth grade in all the gym classes, I showed all these kids how to do the movements. And it was amazing, some of these kindergartners and younger grades that were doing a pretty good job of swinging those around in the patterns.
I probably would have liked that as a kid, too. I was laughing the other day. I'm like, you know, I've kind of evolved back to what I was doing as a kid, which is playing outside with stuff.
Yeah.
Making up games, I mean workouts for other people, and monkey bars. It's like,
and that's how it should be. Yeah, people should never get away from that, I don't think.
Agreed. Cool. Well, thanks so much for giving me a big chunk of your Saturday here.
Yes, thank you for having me. I will get back to work, and I'll send you a tracking number so you know when to expect your new fun toys.
Awesome. I can't wait. And, you know, maybe we'll have to hop on like a video Skype or something so I can be like, hey, am I doing this right?
Yeah, definitely. We can do that.
Excellent. Cool. Well, thanks so much, Ryan. It's been great to have you as a friend over these past several years and to watch your company grow. I know. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, wait a minute. This is, I went and looked up Bud's workshop. And realized, oh my gosh, that was forever ago. I know. I was like, we all need to get back together again and do that. That was such a blast.
That was fun.
Well, anyway, thanks again. And thank you for being on the GearYourGirl.com podcast. We'll have to check in with you in a few more months and see what you're up to. And
perfect.
Sounds good. All right. Thank you so much, Ryan.